Item 9, planning permit applications. Item 9.1, planning application PL15/025029 at 51 to 53 Beverly Street, Doncaster East, for 12 three-story drawings. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haines?
Madam Mayor, I move that the alternative officer's recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that.
Seconded by Councillor Galbally. Councillor Haines?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I stand to very happily pass this, ask all the councillors to support the alternative officer's recommendation, which is to refuse the permit requested by the applicant at Beverly Street. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time we've had such a huge proposal on this block, and well, it may not be the last, but this is a huge overdevelopment for that area. And as you'll see through the alternative officer's recommendation, following the objectors meeting and the submissions meeting, we've even added some extra clauses and some extra reasons in there as to why this is a refusal to grant a permit, just in case the applicant does decide to go to VCAT with it. So I just applaud the officers for refusing this permit, and also for the work that they've done in trying to work with the applicant for such a long period of time. And I ask that all of the councillors support this proposal.
Thank you. Councillor Galbally.
I'll just add to that, as in to support the refusal of this proposal. Yes, ditto to what Councillor Haines remarked on. I was concerned mainly the design standard was pretty under par. It offers a pretty poor amenity for any future residents. I think the officers did well at pointing out various avenues where it doesn't meet our standards. And I also ask my fellow councillors to refuse this proposal.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? Now put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 9.2, planning application PL15/025261, 148 to 150 Mitcham Road, Donvale, construction of 21 drawings within a three-storey apartment building. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Haines.
Madam Mayor, I move that the alternative recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Grigorakopoulos. Councillor Haines.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Again, I thank the officers for adding some extra clauses into this one. Over the period of time I've been a councillor, I'm very happy to attend many submitters meetings, and at this submitters meeting there was a number of extra conditions that a number of the objectors put forward, and that has been considered and also added into this officer's, the alternative officer's recommendation. So with the planning scheme and a lot of the conditions and the rules upon which Mitcham Road sits, it's not quite a black and white type of area for me, because it is a main road, and I think the officers have done a good job trying to fit within the conditions to be able to meet the needs of the public around the area. And yes, our neighbourhoods are changing, and living here for over 20-something years, sometimes I don't like it either, but I'm glad that we have looked at this with a bit of an open mind, changed a few things, and I think we've got the best outcome for this block. So I request that all the other councillors support this officer's recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Grigorakopoulos.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? Councillor Downey.
Madam Mayor and fellow councillors, I do have some reservations about this development. I know that it's on a main road. I am concerned. I've been to the houses behind it, and I've stood in their backyards, and I've tried to think how I would feel if I were to be living there, and I do feel that it is just too close to their backyards. I'm also concerned for the house on the corner of Mitcham Road, which is going to face severe shadowing from the building. I drove past it today and looked, and the people's washing line is where it's going to be, in the shadows, and if they were to move it, it would be out in full view of the street. So I can understand that they're not wanting to move their washing line. And, you know, that's an important thing to us, that we can dry our washing outside. So I really am concerned about the impact it's going to have on the houses behind. I think if we could get rid of that top level, it would make it so much better. And the impact that it is going to have on the corner of Mitcham Road. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone speak in favour? Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I understand the angst that happens in certain situations, but indeed this particular property is in our main road zone, is that correct? And it's an area, I suppose, in our planning scheme that we have clearly identified, and I think being upfront and truthful is very, very important. We've identified as the areas in which we want to have higher density development occur. And that is along our main roads and around our shopping centres. And the reason we want it along our main roads and shopping centres is because we've actually been required by the state government to tell, or to I suppose tell everybody and tell them where we're going to accompany or cater for growth in Melbourne. Now, it doesn't matter what persuasion of government we have, Madam Mayor, whether it's Labor or Liberal or whatever, they do not want Melbourne to keep continuing to grow out further and further. And if you ask people, do you think Melbourne should keep growing out and all the rest, they say no. You ask the second question is, do you think we should use the infrastructure we've got to the highest level? People will say yes. Put those two together, at some stage, it means higher density in the areas that are already developed. To protect the unique nature of Manningham, this council went through a long and exhaustive process with its community consultation and its considerations on planning to work out the right places to put higher density development, because we were forced to actually cater for it. And we've identified the areas along these main roads and around our shopping centres of the areas, and then to protect the entire rest of the residential area of Manningham, we've put it into a zone where it cannot happen. Now, prior to us having those changes and putting those changes in, it could have happened anywhere within our municipality, and it could happen at Tatterson Reserve. But it can't happen at Tatterson Reserve, because that's not in an area that is like this. So we've gone through this exhaustive process. Now, a person who is actually putting anything up, there are some rules that people go by, and there are some rights that people have. And the rights that people actually have are implicit in your zone and the planning scheme and your title. And buried within that title and plan and zone, we have this particular piece of land fitting into a main road zone, fitting into a certain area, and along with that are supported, I suppose, things that you have that is the value on it. So within that, am I up for time, am I?
Sorry, yes.
No, I have an extension, please, Madam Mayor.
Extension moved by Councillor O'Brien, second by Councillor Haines. All those in favour? Against? That's carried.
Thank you, councillors. Now, within that, we have to consider that our policies, and if I look through here, it ticks the boxes. It ticks all the boxes. It is compliant with our policies, it's compliant with our local policies, it's compliant, I understand, with the building heights and setbacks and everything. So if something, well, it's is compliant, is that, can I ask a question, is it compliant?
I think that's a not met.
Which one?
Can I direct a question to the acting director of planning and the environment?
It's certainly compliant with the maximum height limit. It's compliant with the setbacks from site boundaries.
Yeah. So, you know, in many ways, a judgment is called onto this to ensure that I suppose it's there. Now, we can
get this down. Councillors can put up their hand, take a lock to VCAT, and we wonder why housing costs a lot. But you see, the thing is with this particular application is that whether it does fit and it fits within our policies, it is the sort of thing in that location that we want. We don't want it in the other locations because we've put protections implicit in our planning scheme on all those other blocks. So, councillors, if we don't like this development, then what we need to do is actually go through and change our planning scheme and change the Victorian planning scheme and go out and take these areas out. But with the direction, and we're forced on us by the state government, with the direction of the state government, we have to comply with their requests, and their requests are to identify the areas of the growth. And we've identified it in the most responsible way in which we can in Manningham to ensure that the development occurs in these places and not in the inappropriate places of the back streets of Manningham, which we are preserving.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? Councillor Gilberty.
Just to add to something to what Councillor Goff said, that we want big development. Look, we do. I am for a certain.
I don't know that I said I want big development.
No. Yeah. Councillor, could you take it up there?
That these zones are looking for development. We're encouraging development in DDO8.
I said that's what it is.
Can you clarify what you say?
What I said was that these are the areas we've identified for this sort of development.
Okay,
it's not saying they're the areas that are identified in our planning scheme.
Okay, thank you.
And they are identified.
Councillor Gilbert, can you just put your arguments? Yep.
And it's the size of the blocks have to be 800 square metres. And I take it, and I'll refer to Jeff, this is actually undersized.
So is that a question?
For that height.
So you're asking question for whether this is a
clarification, because the way it's written here, I'm not too sure whether it's a combined size of 1354, the building block, or
thank
is
you.
That?
Yeah, okay, Mr. Goa.
Thank you for the question. Page 20 outlines that the height of the building is just over 10 metres, and the maximum height limit is 10 metres.
10 metres.
So the building sits at 9.45 metres as it presents to Mitcham Road and 8.95 metres as it presents to Mitcham Road. There is a requirement that a site be 1,800 square metres to provide it an additional 1 metre in height, which allows construction up to 11 metres in height. But as it stands at the moment, the maximum building height is 10 metres, and this building is 10 metres, although there's a tiny bit of a parapet, which is the edging and capping around the building that exceeds that height, and that's deemed acceptable under the control.
Thank you.
Thanks for that clarification. I'll move on.
Just 2 minutes.
Just a couple of little points. One thing I personally am concerned about is any mechanical parking that in our developments. If we don't have room to put parking on ground level, I know it's a main road. I know Mitcham Road's a main road. But it is also not a very highly developed road, and I don't think it actually merits having a building that relies on these mechanical car parks. And the size of the building itself is just sort of taking over the whole block, and it's not actually setting back enough from the residents at the rear. So they are my main complaints about this design, so I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Anyone speak in favour? If not, Councillor Hanson, would you like to sum up?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. For those of us that were at the submitters meetings and did listen to the objectors, I'm just thankful that the officers were also there. and that they did take into consideration, and so did the applicant, the mechanical car stackers, and the possibility that if there was going to be any excess noise, that that would need to be dealt with in a way that is above and beyond the normal treatment of the planning scheme. So I'm very grateful that, that the concerns that that have been brought up around this table, I believe, have been quite well addressed in that area. The back of the building, the top story is moved in. I'm not at all saying that there won't be some style of amenity, but based on the planning scheme and the way that, that we are changing Manningham and the way that it has been put into specific areas so we don't end up with these types of units in the back street, they're actually on the front and the main roads for easier flow on the main roads. I believe, and of listening to the objectors and the applicant at the table, and the extra alternative recommendation that is now at the table, that, that is the one that I have requested that the councillors do put us agree to, I truly believe that if this was to fail at this table now, that we would end up in a court battle beyond any, I think, and we wouldn't get the conditions that are now being put in this. I truly believe that those conditions that the developer has put forward, has agreed to, and that, that the alternative recommendations being put forward is above and beyond the normal planning scheme. So I again please ask all the councillors to consider passing this alternative officer's recommendation, so therefore we can get some extra tightening up for those people that are living in the area so they don't get as detrimentally affected as they would if this did not pass.
Thank you. I now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That is carried. Item 9.3, planning application PL15/025566, 180 to 182 Manningham Road, Bulim. Construction of a three-story apartment building comprising 25 drawings and the creation and alteration of access to a road in a road zone category one.
Madam Mayor, councillors, I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest in this item. In this item being an indirect interest of residential amenity, and as such, I will be leaving the meeting room for the duration of the item.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, councillors, I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest in this item, being an indirect interest of residential amenity, as I own a property near that site, and as such, I'll be leaving the meeting room for the duration of the item.
Thank you.
Just had a call.
So please note, Councillor Goff and Councillor Gribogostopoulos has left the chamber. I would also like to mention and welcome Councillor O'Brien to join us to the council meeting.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, so for this motion, do I have the mover? Move, Councillor Haynes.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Downey. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, This application has been around for a while, I believe, and as again it is an application and the officer's recommendation is to grant the permit. It is on Main Road, Manningham. It is 25 dwellings. It actually isn't a block of units. Yeah, it's a three-storey, sorry, it is a block of units, a three-storey apartment building of the 25 dwellings. And based on our planning scheme and all the recommendations the officers have put forward within the conditions of an eight-page condition, I request that the councillors pass this motion.
Thank you. Councillor Downey.
I feel comfortable with this recommendation. We've had only one objection to it, and I think that if the residents around it are not concerned about it, I'm not concerned about it, so I comfortably support this one.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. So please note, Council Gove, Council Gribokostopoulos has returned to the chamber. And just like to let two councillors know, this motion has been passed. Next one, item 9.4. Planning application PL 14/024406 for 600 Doncaster Road, Doncaster, use and development of the land for a 12-storey mixed-use building comprising office and residential. 174 apartments. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Madam Mayor.
Moved by Councillor O'Brien.
I move that the officer recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Hans. Councillor O'Brien.
And thank you, Madam Mayor. And I do apologise for being late. I made it from Richmond to here in 12 minutes.
Without a speeding ticket.
I did see a flash on the corner of Hoddle and Johnston Street, so I'm hoping that's not me, but I think I am about to get something nasty in the mail. So thank you, councillors, for being patient with me at that time. Councillors, this is a long journey. This is one that's been with us for 21 months. It's been back and forward. We've had, it is a strategic site. It's a strategic site that requires a strategic building. And it's a site that really does sit at the entrance to Manningham. It is perhaps in that part of Elgar Road and Doncaster Road, it is the missing bit of the jigsaw. It is a site that officers and the applicant have worked very, very hard to ensure the outcome that we have before us today is one of approval. Councillors, what I do like about this application is the composition and the mix of apartments that we have, in particular the 84 one-bedroom apartments. And I think my fellow councillors would know my view when it gets to providing a product or apartments that enable those within the community who are ageing, who want to stay in the community and who want to downsize. And this is a great example of apartments in a strategic location directly opposite Westfields. It is near medical facilities. It is on public transport. So it does meet the box and tick the box of providing accommodation for the elders, the seniors in our community, who do wish to downsize and who wish to stay in the area. Personally, I like to see more of it in the Hill. When I say that, I don't mean developments of this kind, but I mean product mixes that we have before us of a significant portion of being one-bedroom apartments. But of course, that's up for the market to decide. Fellow councillors, it is a very comprehensive report that you have in front of you. I have read it, and I do commend officers for putting this one together. I do commend the applicant for working with us in putting this one together. And I do ask you to support the officer's recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Hens.
Yes, just to add that, you know, I've watched 600 Doncaster Road look as ugly as it has inside and out for so long. I'm looking forward to seeing a nice, bright, beautiful building there that that also fits in with the other buildings that are happening there on the hill. And I commend the officers for the long-standing and long-term journey, not only the 21 months for the application, but also prior to that, and all of the work that officers are continuing to do to help us make the hill the area that has the density and for it to not sprawl along further back, and I commend them for the work that they've done, and I'm looking forward to seeing this go up.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? Now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 10, planning and environment. Item 10.1, managing residential development advisory committee council submission. Do I have a mover? Move Councillor Gilberly.
Yeah, I move that this recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Can I have a second? Second by Councillor Gove. Councillor Gilberty.
Not much to say there. We're really just asking, I'm just asking councillors to endorse the officer's recommendation here. They've done a pretty good job at responding to the advisory committee, and our council submission, I think, is very thorough. I would especially like to take note, I like the addition of the low density residential zone being included as an additional objective to recognise the transitionary area of the low density zone and our suburban and non-urban areas, and which we are very well known of in Manningham, and particularly to recognise the LDRZ as a lifestyle role for our council. That's it, so I hope you'll endorse it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Gove.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I'd like to thank our council officers actually for coming up with a lot of this response. I think the due date for this was a couple of weeks ago, and with our council timetable, we were unable to actually get it into a council meeting beforehand. So it's really good work that's gone into it. It has been discussed with councillors and everybody prior to this coming through. I think it's very important that we do put some suggestions back to this particular committee. 2013, is that when the new zones were started? Is that the 2013, somewhere around then? Introduced 2013, 14? Anyway, we've been in a transition from an old planning scheme zones to new planning scheme zones. And the new ones that we've brought in that do protect residential amenity in many ways to a great area of our municipality. And I think there's a map in this report that actually talks about the zones and where they are and where they appear. But it's very important that we get that feedback, because sometimes there are transitions and they didn't quite match up, and we had to make sure that we were able to protect the amenity of people that had existing zones that didn't fit in there. And one of the real difficulties was the area of Manningham that we do treasure too, which are the one-acre properties in the low-density residential area, one and I think five-acre properties that are there, a very important element of Manningham, and it wasn't being able to be expressed in our planning scheme. And to get a low-density zone in there was a very important step for the city to protect that. It protects one of the things that I think a lot of people do enjoy in Manningham, and that is the fact that you can have a choice of living in high density level units, normal residential areas, or acre properties within the area. And they add, I suppose, the establishment of the acre properties, which would have been in the 60s and early 70s in Templestowe, at the council at the time, did manage to create the high opinion and the place that people would want to come and live in Templestowe. And it became one of the iconic areas of Melbourne because of that particular area. But given there are a whole lot of recommendations in here, and I think the other very important one is in the residential growth zone, is where we're looking at, and I think there's a bit of a mix-up between four stories and five stories and what is the height. We don't need to talk in stories. We need to talk in height, because height can be measured. Stories, well, it depends on the height of the ceiling as to how many stories I can have. So, basically it's getting the clarity in there, and I think that's very important. And along with this, it's not just us, but the Eastern Regional Councils and everyone else putting into this process. And I think it's an important part of refining the planning scheme.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? Now put a motion, all those in favour. Against, that's carried.